Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
It's time for our kōrero with Promise Akinduju from Lemon Time Studios up in Tamaki Makaurau. We're going to be chatting about some new films they're running and a film fundraiser that they're organizing for their studio. How are we doing this morning, Promise?
Doing good. Pretty excited. So excited about this opportunity. Just had a really chill morning.
Nice. How are things up in Tamaki?
Things are good. Uni's a little bit stressful. You know, it's the grind before the mid-semester break. But other than that, the sun is out. Just chilling at home. Not too bad.
Nice. That's really good to hear. That's real good to hear. My first question to you is, what time is Lemon Time?
It is now. It is the time to get up and out and, you know, make your dreams come true. It's time to make short films.
Cool. So Lemon Time, the ethos behind it is like seize the day. Is that the message?
Seize the day. Yes.
Hell yeah. Carpe diem. DM those carps. Another question I want to have that's kind of tangential, but the New Zealand International Film Fest is currently on. I've been to a couple of good flicks. Have you seen any good movies?
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to go due to timing and stress with the mid-semester engineering grind, but I was able to go to the New Zealand African Film Festival, which was a couple months back. Mm-hmm. And I did get to see a really good film called Fight Like a Girl. I thought it was going to be like a fun, wholesome sort of movie. In the first 5 minutes, I was crying. It was so beautiful. Yeah. Oh, it was so good. I recommend it to everyone. But yeah, hopefully I can catch a few in the last few days of the NZ Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. For sure. There's some really good stuff on there at the moment. Real good stuff. And I'm going to be talking about Lemon Time Studio. You and your fellow studio founder, Zoe, began the studio in high school with some films, documentaries, and skits. What documentaries did you make, and how have those early days in high school influenced your style / work that you do now?
So we made a few in high school when Zoe and I met. The main documentary that we made actually was called COVIDio. It was about COVID and the impacts on businesses, students, and the wider community. And we filmed that way back in early 2020, so it's been interesting to see how things have changed. But other than that, we made quite a few films. A fun one was a sort of horror thriller film about a student who was trapped in a sort of dreamscape time loop. We also made a lot of skits, and one skit inspired our Lemon Time Studios name. It was a silly skit. It was a sort of mystery concept about a detective who was trying to find lemons to save the town from evil. So I guess that style, we kind of like doing things that are a little bit odd, a little bit fun, trying to, you know, link it with some hopefully deeper concepts, and I think that's been carried through the film ideas that we have now, but trying to polish them up, get them a little bit more professional looking.
Nice. If someone wants to watch all this old stuff, how can they find it? Is they've got like a Vimeo or you on Nebula or something?
Currently we haven't officially released our old stuff. We're trying to get the new stuff out with the premiere, show that we've got, you know, a new professional kind of feel to everything. But we are thinking of maybe releasing some of the old stuff later on to show us, like, you know, humble beginnings, the path that we've taken to get here.
Yeah, where you've come from.
Where we've come from. Maybe on our Instagram or video. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real cool. The second, speaking of like kind of weird films with a bit of a heart, the second film you've developed is a dark comedy which navigates the complexities of an abusive relationship through a boyfriend's jealousy over his girlfriend's pet bunny. Can you spill the tea on why this boyfriend is so jealous of a little rabbit?
So this concept actually was really very fun. Zoe pitched this idea, and basically, when we were talking about it, the rabbit is more metaphorical, kind of takes on the idea of being insecure and unnecessarily jealous. So basically, the boyfriend's really, really just jealous about the affection that the girlfriend has for the bunny. And so you can get so caught up in jealousy that any source of affection can become competition, even with a little bunny, which is just so wholesome and cute and, you know, non-harmful.
Mm-hmm. And what happens? Does anything happen to the rabbit in the movie, or are we going to save that for the showcase?
Yeah, save that for the premiere. If you want to find out, come to the premiere at the end of the year, Capital Cinema.
Awesome, awesome. How did you source a bunny? Do you have a friend who had a rabbit, or do you contact like a veterinarian or an animal shelter or something?
It was actually really funny. Yeah, we just kind of, to get a lot of the things, we contacted, we're thinking about like SPCA, talking to friends of friends, and then we ended up finding someone who recently, I think they recently got bunnies, and they had some older bunnies that was a mother-daughter duo, which is quite cute. Aww. And yeah, they were like, yeah, we can pay you for some time and, you know, come over to the place where we were filming. Yeah, it was quite random. Just reaching out to people works wonders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And did the rabbits like adjust to the new surroundings okay? Because rabbits can be very finicky and flighty creatures. They're very sensitive.
Yeah, at first they were a little bit nervous, but it was really nice to have the bunny owners on set. And there was this little girl who was the daughter of the man who owned the bunnies, and she was just kind of taking care of them. So they'd take lots of little breaks and just kind of hug and flop together.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so cute. It was so cute.
That's adorable.
It was so, so cute. So yeah, we made sure they had enough time in between and limited the amount of time that the actors needed to interact with them. But yeah, it was so cute. They would just kind of huddle and have fun.
Oh, that sounds like a great old time. That sounds awesome. The third film of the recent batch of three that you've made centers around a uni graduate desperate for another shot at a big break after a failed film school interview. It discusses purpose and the slow death of dreams with her roommate. Was this inspired by difficulties that you and Zoe have felt in navigating like the domestic film industry, or people that you know who have had trouble getting into those spaces?
Yeah, so it's definitely a bit of both. So Zoe and I have been obsessed with films, movies, TV shows for a really long time, which is actually how we became friends in high school, just like randomly talking about it. But I mean, I've personally been someone who's had two main passions my entire life. One of them has been more to do with STEM subjects. I wanted to engineer and create some sort of medical device to help people. And then the other hand, I've been obsessed with the film industry, wanting to act or direct. And I guess growing up, there's just been a lot more support with STEM sort of subjects. So mm-hmm. I kind of had to, you know, fulfill the passion that was, you know, more catered for and kind of put the film stuff on the back burner for such a long time. And so I guess, and Zoe's currently also at uni, we're both at uni, just trying to find time for other things that we like to do outside of our degrees. And yeah, it's been kind of a struggle kind of thinking about the fact that we want to eventually and hopefully soon fulfill those other passions like film, but just not knowing if it's possible, not knowing how to get there, being worried that it's too late, that, you know, it's never going to happen. And then just seeing a lot of people that we know too who are also, you know, doing things that they enjoy, but yeah, they've talked about other passions like maybe fashion or cooking or something, and just that kind of those sort of dreams not being as easily supported. So yeah, it's kind of a concept that's near and dear, and hopefully with this film studio we can surpass and yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
figure out how to hack into the domestic film industry and hopefully across the globe eventually.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's awesome. That's me. I like that. The optimism is awesome, man. You gotta live life with optimism, even against all odds. You gotta continuously look forward, even if you feel like you're too old to do anything. Otherwise, like, what's the alternative? It's just giving up. And no one wants to do that, because that is a road that only leads to bad things! Anyway.
Exactly.
You've already completed these three films with, I think, are they in the editing bay at the moment?
Yep. Yeah, yep. So we're currently editing them. Yep.
Yeah, true. So you've completed these three films, editing them now. You've got plans to produce more. Can you allude to as to what the other films you're developing are based on, like a brief, you know, synopsis?
Yes. So one that we're currently focusing on, the logline is an enthralling yet disturbing showcase of how some people are willing to go in the name of artistic expression. So kind of a bit of a critique on the entertainment industry and exploring the fine line between creative stagnation and the extremes that some artists go, for the sake of expression.
Nice.
Yeah, kind of like a dark thriller kind of vibe.
Cool. It reminds me of... you've played the video game BioShock?
No, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk too much about video games, because... But the premise for the first two is that there's this like underground libertarian city called Rapture, and essentially it's got no government overseeing it, and so there's like unlimited science and like cultural experimentation, and it all just goes to shit, and the city becomes like a really terrifying city to live in, because I don't know, there's just people killing people everywhere. But yeah, that kind of reminds me of that, because it's like unlimited stuff, but what does that lead to? It's not a good time.
Exactly. I'll look into that.
Could be a cool premise. You've launched a fundraising campaign on Boosted to reach $3,000 for fundraising for new films. How is that going so far, and what other fundraising avenues are available for prospective filmmakers?
So it's going okay so far. We've had we've headed up on Boosted for a few days now, and we're about 10% of our, so I think $300-$400 raised.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, these are to cover the costs of like booking the cinema and the films that we've already produced, like locations, designing props, makeup, and then the future films that we're gonna make. Mm-hmm. And Boosted is a great campaigning platform for any creatives, not just film students, but if you're looking into theater stuff or music stuff, you sign up, you get a campaign manager, and you get helped with that. I think it's a great avenue so far. This is the one that we've mainly looked at, but I know some people have also used some other fundraising websites here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd suggest that every creative gets on there and tries to make their dreams come true.
Mm-hmm. Is there any, I might be completely unintelligent on this field, but is there anything from like the NZ On Air or NZ Film Commission that you can apply for?
We haven't looked into that, actually. We've kind of been focusing more on the kind of student, because we got recommended Boosted from another student. Mm-hmm. Who had used the campaign before, but that is a great, that's a great idea.
I think that with both of them, they're more, I don't know, I feel like they may be for more established acts, but I'm not too sure. I'm not gonna comment on that further.
Yeah.
I have had a friend who in Wellington used Boosted for his film, and it also worked like a charm. It worked really well. So Boosted is, yeah, I've heard very good things about Boosted. Yeah, I think that is all the time we have this morning. It's currently 1:45. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Thanks. Promise.
thank you.
If people want to donate to your fundraising campaign, do they just look up something on Boosted? How do they find it?
Yep, Lemon Time Studios. If you type up Lemon Time Studios on Boosted, you'll find us. You can also follow us on Instagram at Lemon Time Studios and see what we're up to, and see us at the premiere at the end of the year.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program today. I wish you all the luck with the campaign, and I hope you just have a great day in general.
Thank you so much for having us.
No, of course. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming on. Alrighty, that was Promise Akindaju from Lemon Time Studios up in Tamaki Makaurau, talking about their Boosted campaign, the films they make, a whole lot of...
Thanks for choosing a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.